Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome to Guide to Joining the Military. I'm your host, retired Air Force Lieutenant Colonel Scott Ostrow. And this episode is long in coming. There has not been a new episode in quite a while, and for that I apologize, but just life gets in the way sometimes. This is going to be a very short episode, but I felt very strongly about talking about this subject on this episode, and that is the military recruiter and who do they work for and some misconceptions. After speaking to many of my high school students who have talked to military recruiters, I get this idea that they get the idea that the military recruiter is somehow a career counselor, just as if they had gone to their guidance counselor at school to help them decide what the best course of action would be for them. And in some cases, and in some instances, that's right. The military recruiter's job is to guide the applicant through the recruiting process, from the first meeting to ASVAB testing to taking the physical all the way through enlistment and keeping them ready to go for their ship date when they go out to leave for basic training. And so in no way am I trying to disparage what a military recruiter does. I have a lot of experience in military recruiting in my during my active duty days. However, the concept that a military recruiter is there to make sure that you get the best job there and so forth kind of is misleading. And what I mean by that is I've had students come and say, well, I talked to the Army recruiter, and I'm going in the Army. Okay, what is it about the Army that you like? And then they'll explain to me what the Army recruiter told them, and I basically would say, well, you know, you can get the same things in the Air Force and the Navy and the Marine Corps. If you join one of those branches, you really should go talk to other recruiters as well. So the concept is very easy. If I'm going to buy a car, I'm going out to buy a car, and I go to the Ford dealership, and I'm looking for a car. The Ford dealer will sit down with me, and his or her job is to sell me a Ford. And they're going to look at my finances, and they're going to look at maybe what I need as far as, you know, fuel economy, or do I need a truck? Do I need a car? Do I need four doors? Do I need two doors? What am I looking for? And then they're going to make recommendations. If I don't already know exactly what I want, they're going to make recommendations about what Ford product is best for me. I really doubt that the Ford dealer is going to say to me, look, I looked at all the things that you want. I don't think we're going to be able to help you. I think that you'd be better off buying a Chevy. Does it even make sense that a Ford dealer would, no pun intended, steer you to the Chevy dealership? No, they're going to try to find the model, because really there are comparable models through most brands. So they're going to try to sell you one of their products. A Ford dealer, the Ford salesman is not going to tell you to go see the Chevy dealer because the Chevy might be a better fit. Not going to happen. And the same thing is true in the world of military recruiting. If you go to the Army recruiter, as long as you qualify for the Army, they're going to sell you on the Army product. So having said that, if you went to the Air Force recruiter and for some reason the Air Force recruiter couldn't help you, they in all likelihood either will one or two things. If they think they might be able to help you later on, they may hold on to you. But if they don't think so, they may, in fact, say maybe you need to talk to the Army or maybe you need to talk to the Navy. And that's happened before. But if you qualify for an Air Force program, the Air Force recruiter more than likely is not going to tell you to go, look, I think you'd be much better off going to the Navy. Not going to happen. So you just need to know that. Yes, they do have your interest in mind. However, that interest only goes as far as helping you get into their branch, because that's who they work for. The Navy recruiter works for the Navy. The Army recruiter works for the Army. And so that's the way that works. They are not there to help the other branches, although a lot of places they do work together. And when I was a recruiter, I helped the Air Force. I was in the Navy back then, and I was a Navy recruiter, and I did take applicants who I couldn't help for some reason to the Air Force or the Army. Very rarely the Marine Corps, because usually somebody who wants to go in the Marine Corps wants to go in the Marine Corps. They weren't even going to be talking to me to begin with. But having said that, we helped each other out when we could. But very rarely is a recruiter going to give up an applicant who is qualified that they can do something with. So just understand that. So what do you need to do? You need to check out all the branches. Even if I don't have an interest in the Army, I'd still go and talk to the Army recruiter, because I don't know everything the Army has to offer. And maybe I didn't know that the Army had some programs and maybe some bonuses that I'm looking for. So the bottom line is, understand who that recruiter works for. And for you high school seniors that are halfway through the school year now, and now you're looking at what you're going to do with your life after high school, it's very, very easy to get caught up. It's sort of like if you've ever been to a motivational speaker, listen to a motivational speaker, you leave there all pumped up. And same thing if you go to a car dealership. Lots of times you leave there, you're so pumped up that you bought this vehicle, and it turns out that maybe you should have done your research. So I'm saying, do your research. Go and talk to other recruiters, even if you don't have an interest in the other branches. Why? Because they may have something that you never even heard of, didn't even know existed, and might be the best fit for you. I'm going to end this a little bit early. I appreciate you listening, and I can't make any promises, but I am going to definitely, in this new year, 2019, I am definitely going to try to do more episodes. If you have any questions, please visit my Facebook page. We have a Guide to Joining the Military Facebook page, and you can message me, and I'll do my best to try to answer your questions. Thank you. Bye.